So, you know, the need in our beauty is our power. So we need those people in our lives that remind us of our abundance and our strength and our peace. We need those people in our lives who won't let us run that old story down on ourselves that's not true anymore. And hopefully you're tired of any kind of negative, fearful state in your life. It's time to say, I've had enough. I've reached my limit in whatever area that is that you know you've been putting yourself through. Constant changes all the time. Claim it. You want to remember that your life is supposed to be a joyful, blissful experience. Like any good teacher, the Holy Spirit knows more than you do now. So any good teacher knows more than you do now. But your higher self teaches only to make you equal with it. So love is only trying to teach us so that we can become equal with love. Power is trying to teach us so we can become equal with it. Spirit is trying to teach us so we can become equal with it. You've already taught yourself wrongly. You've already taught yourself wrongly. Then the mind goes, okay, what was it that I taught myself wrongly? I did not believe in my own perfection. So you teach yourself wrongly by not believing in your own perfection. Every time you don't believe in your own perfection, you're teaching yourself wrongly. So if you believe in your imperfection, you're teaching yourself wrongly. We pride ourselves sometimes in being imperfect.
Well, I'm getting human, you know.
You know, we love to go there, especially when we do something crazy. Well, you know, I'm a human. You know, I'm imperfect, right? So, Course in Miracles is saying that there won't be a great recall from heaven. There won't be a great recall. You're not gonna be recalled because you're perfect. The Course defines perfect as complete. So perfect means you have no missing parts. You have everything that you need built in. That's what perfect means. It's not talking about some form of behavior that's beyond error. It's talking about you are complete. That's what perfection means from a Course in Miracles perspective. There's nothing missing in you. Every one of you. You're whole. You're complete. There's nothing missing in you. There's nothing lacking in you. You're not broken. You don't need to be fixed. Of course, this is our perception. This needs to be corrected. We're not seeing ourselves correctly. We're not seeing things correctly. And since we're not seeing things correctly, we don't act correctly. You don't act correctly, you get a result that brings you less than joy. So you can work back too. If you're in a state less than joy, then you're not seeing things correctly. All right. So then it says, would you have God teach you that you made a split man, that God knows your man is only whole? In other words, what the Creator does know is that you are a communication channel. You're not open to the Creator. So the Creator cannot impart his joy to you. I'm not open, and so I'm not letting my good in. I'm not completely open, so I'm not letting my joy in. You ever been shut down? Emotionally shut down? Speaking of someone trying to give you some good energy, you're not letting it come in, you're not letting it go through. That's what the Course is. That's our relationship, in a sense, to our Creator right now. It's like some good stuff wants to come through to us, but we're not open. Then it says, because what created us wants us to be completely joyful. So I need to, you need to take a stand. What created you, does it want you to suffer? Or what created you, do you think it wants you to be joyful? You have to take a stand. You have to take a stand about the characteristics of your Creator for you. Really. Do you believe in a Creator of fear, or do you believe in a Creator of love? Are you into a Creator that punishes, or are you into a Creator that heals? I'm into the Creator that loves, which operates from a different thought system than the Creator of fear. Because once you wake up and you begin to realize that most of the things is not all the things you believe was something that you were taught, that's when the light goes off. When you realize that you've been acting your whole life on what you were taught, and that might not necessarily be true, then the light comes on. So the thing that most people accept as fact, if they would be honest, it was just something they learned at a very early age. And some of us, we didn't like it. Some of us, our souls didn't agree with what we were being taught, and we didn't have anywhere to go. We were seen as the weirdos because we didn't want to accept the company line. And that's what's attracted to groups like this. People who don't tend to accept the company line, they question. They say, well, maybe there's another, this is insane. Maybe there's another way to look at this. I'm not going to keep doing what I was taught, even though it's obviously insane. So we're the weirdos. Okay, the ones who dare to live their lives the way they want to and to think for themselves.
Yay.
You know, that we're the crazy ones. Okay? And I'm so glad to be with you. Begin to tell you how grateful I am to be in your presence. Okay? So, giving God's joy, giving love's joy, is an ongoing process, not in time, but in eternity. Love's extending outward, though not love's completeness, is blocked when we don't communicate with love as one. See, God is love, so I'm just substituting that word. And so love thought, my children are asleep, then they must be awakened. Y'all sleep, you need to wake up. Now, this next paragraph is said in a very gentle way, but it actually describes every stage you go through to awakening. So I'll go through it with you right quick. I've been sharing this for a long, long time. So what I think, what I try to do when I come in here is to save people time. Because the Course in Miracles teaches that the purpose of a relationship is to save time. That people either use a relationship to delay themselves, or they use their relationships to speed themselves along. The average person uses their relationship to slow themselves down. They tend to be moving pretty good, getting in a relationship. Now they're off to the side. Processing. What are you doing over there? Well, you know what I mean. What did you mean when you were going to get you to that over there? What you might want to do there? So they were there processing. And so they are now in delay mode. Where you could join with somebody and they speed the process up with you by helping you remember what you're trying to remember, empowering you, appreciating you, recognizing you, keeping you awake. Well, that makes you move faster when you're around somebody that acknowledges you. So either you're in a relationship where you constantly kind of change each other, or you're in a relationship where you're constantly acknowledging each other. Those are the kind you can have. Most people are in the change. Yes, if you just change just a little bit over here, if you just wouldn't do that thing right there, then I could really love you. I could just say one little thing. You just can't cut your hair that way. I could love you all the time. You know, we have real deep reasons for love, you know. You don't kid around. Wear the right shoes, you're going to be looking tonight. But don't complicate it. It's not complicated as you think. I've seen houses seduce. I've seen cars seduce. I've seen position and status seduce. Mm-hmm. You have to say a word. Just pull it up. See, I'm going for the real. That tests the person's ability to go for the inner quality. That's why I purposely don't have a lot of stuff. See who likes the inner being. That's right. That's the way you look at it. So I'm gonna read this paragraph, and we're in, from a course perspective, we're children. Children are those who don't know. It has nothing to do with age. Okay. He says, so how can you raise children in a more kindly way than by a gentle voice that will not frighten them? Okay, so if spirit is trying to wake you up, if love is trying to wake you up, if love is trying to get something across to you, you can always tell because it will be a voice that won't frighten you, even if that's in a physical person. If I'm coming to you from love, then I'm not going to say it in a way that's going to frighten you. I'm coming from a gentle place. Okay, and then it says if love of God is going to wake you up, that voice is going to remind you that the night is over and the light has come. I know you are afraid and upset right now, but you're safe. I know you might be wondering what's going on, but you're safe. See what I'm saying? So a loving voice is going to gently let you know that everything's going to be all right. A loving voice is going to gently let you know everything's going to be all right. A person that loves you is a person that is letting you know everything is going to be all right in a gentle way. See, the Course in Miracles, the purpose of it is to teach us to tell the difference between love and fear. Because it says we continually form fearful relationships because we think they're love, because we don't know the difference. So then it goes through the whole book letting you know how to tell the difference between a peaceful person and a person that's going to be a problem and a stalker. It does. You're not coming to me from a loving space unless you're coming to me in a gentle way, and it's in a way that's about ensuring my safety and my ensuring your safety. Then it goes on to say, you don't inform the person that the nightmares that frighten them so badly are not real. That's a very important line. Sometimes when we learn that our thought is created and our thought creates our experience, and that we magnetize and draw to us what we experience, so if we're waking up to our creative power, then we're always quick to say to people, what did you do to create that? Or tell them, that's not real. That's just an illusion. Course students sometimes do that. Well, that's just an illusion. Don't get upset about that. That's just an illusion. That's not real. And the Course says, you don't tell them that their nightmares are not real. You don't tell a person that their illusion isn't real. Well, what do you do? Well, they believe in it, number one. They believe in it. So you don't tell them it's not real. You just remind them that they're safe now. I know you're seeing 10 elephants coming at you right now, but it's not 10 elephants coming at you right now. So rather than tell you there are not 10 elephants coming at you, I tell you, you know something, brother? You're safe right now. You're going to save. You're safe now. That's what I have to remember in this moment. Do you know you're safe now? You sit in a room, pretty cooled out. Look around. Good looking people, all over. It's your chance to check somebody out you want to check out. Really cool people. Right outside, we got food for you to eat, just five paper strips called money. You know what I'm saying? Right out there, $5. You know where he looks, you could eat right out there after the class for $5. You know what I'm saying? No bombs, no mortars, nothing coming at us, nobody screaming at you, no one telling you that you've done something wrong. In this moment, you are safe now. That's a fact. That's not hairy fairy. That's the fact. Right? So if you're not feeling safe right now, you're not being present. You're thinking about something in the past or the future. Yes, I know exactly what you're doing. That's why you can't enjoy this moment right now. So you're safe now. I need to remind you, no elephants are stomping on you now. Right. Okay? Yeah. They might be coming to get your car, but they don't have it now. But I heard you gotta get that ass moving before tomorrow morning. The only reason why you'd be losing the car is that at some level you don't value it. You can't lose what you value. But anyway, that's another class. Okay, so then we are taught that we are safe now. Then we're going to be trained to recognize the difference between sleeping and waking. We're going to be trained how to recognize the difference between love and fear. so that we will understand that we don't have to be afraid of dreams, and that when we have dreams or nightmares come to us, we can ourselves call upon the truth or the light to dispel it. So you're going to get to the point that you recognize when you're fooling yourself and when it's real, when it's love and when it's fear, and then you're going to develop the ability to call on love within yourself for yourself. But we can't do it until we tell the difference between when I'm walking up on something that's not going to give me some peace, and I'm walking up on something that is, or I'm getting ready to do something that will or something that won't. Okay, any questions or comments? So those are the stages of awakening. The stage of awakening is, first of all, it's not going to scare you. So if it's scaring you half to death and you're feeling frightened and controlled, you're not listening to truth. You're not listening to true love. Okay. The next thing it tells us is something that loves you is just going to let you know the light and the love has come. They're not going to be trying to convince you that what you believe isn't true. They're going to be letting you know you're safe right now. Then you'll develop the ability to tell when you're fooling yourself, and you'll start being able to call on the truth for yourself without even needing any kind of advice at all. And that's what we need to do. We need to learn the difference between when I'm making a decision that's going to hurt me and when I'm making a decision that's going to benefit me. Because if we knew the difference, we'd be happy now. You know, your life right now is a result of every decision you've made up to now. How are you doing? How's everybody doing with that? You know, when you are right now, your best, most wise, thought out decision has produced the state of your love life. How is it going? Your financial situation, how's it going? Okay, that was you being your teacher, you being in charge, you doing it on your own. Things began to get better for me until I resigned as my own teacher and said, hey, Holy Spirit, higher self, the part of me that knows, the God presence, whatever word you want to use to describe it, wisdom greater than mine, please, I'm open. I don't know everything. Okay? Any questions? Any comments? Any questions? Any comments? Any ahas?
How about thank you?
Yeah. Whatever you want to share. Whatever you want to share. There's a lot of people out there that's like this too. Tons of them. They just recognize when you're not like that. So they avoid you. They don't hurt you. They don't run over you. They don't attack you. You know, they just avoid you. When you would hurt people and you don't know how to love and you criticize and you judge and you're afraid to connect, people who do those things, they recognize you. How? Because you're not doing none of them. Right? So they don't attack you. They just avoid you. They wish you well. They bless you. They really do. They bless you. They say they want you to be happy. But they move towards someone that they know will be gentle, will be loving, won't be condemning, won't be judging. They're just not praying for dysfunctional lovers.
Because we make people work too hard for our dysfunctional love.
No, you're going to work, but I don't know what to do with you when I got you, but I'm going to make you work for it, I tell you that.
Yeah.
Don't you want some of this guilt and loving? Come on. I'll be feeling bad about it in the morning, but come on, baby, the night's tonight. You know, that's guilt. That's going into something with guilt. That's doing something with guilt. And then you have to punish yourself later. Not God, you do. You think it's wrong. You feel like you shouldn't have done it in the first place. So like any good person, you punish yourself for doing it. Then you attribute it to God. It's what God said we do. I beat the hell out of myself and then say, oh, the universe. You know, no, you gave him that phone number. And you asked for it, that phone number. So you created that relationship. At some point you said, okay, come on. Nobody else created it. That's why you can have a good one. That's why you can have a great one. That's why you're going to have a stupendous one. Because you can make a new choice now. And you can have people in your life that support you in that new choice. It's not as hard as we make it. It just takes courage. Enough courage to go, I'm going to do it differently. For real. And I don't care what other people think. You know, who are they anyway? I've been trying to meet they. Are there anybody in that last day? They and them. You know, what would they think? What about them? I mean, when the kid, it was a movie called Them. There was, you know, the gigantic spider or something that ate up everybody. And that was pretty good. So there is. I'll tell you what. Here's another good tip. We tend to be in a world where people are kind of self-absorbed. Would y'all agree? So one of the reasons why you don't have to worry about what other people think is most of them not thinking about you. I don't know how to break it to you. I don't know how to break it to you, but most people aren't thinking about you. You can wear it. You can wear your dress up to your neck. Most people would not. They wouldn't. They glance for a second. Well, some people stick around for hours. Those are my friends, but we don't talk about that. That's another class. I'm gonna enjoy my life. Half this year is over. How much fun have you had? It's June 1st. Mm-hmm. Have you spent most of this year worrying and fixing, or have you been expressing, creating, and enjoying? 6 months are gone. Well, I know where you stand, the baby in your lap. Okay. So, she came to this class even before she was born. That's right. I know it. So she always comes to the class and shoot out her little smiles. She was so big, baby. The sweetest she could be. I'm telling you. It's your latest body? Yeah, it's nice. You and your latest body. Did you pick a good one? Are you condemning it? Are you not liking your body because some pounds aren't where you think they should be? Sometimes we do. Every time our body don't act out our fantasy, we condemn it. Don't do that. See your body as sinless and guiltless and innocent. And it'll be healed. Be healthy. Don't hate it. You know. Even if you have to pay somebody to say something good about it. I accept MasterCard. I praise you by the hour. It's worth it too, isn't it? That's right. So I'm keeping testimonials around here. So, a wise teacher teaches through approach, not avoidance. What does that mean? Well, a wise teacher doesn't emphasize what you must avoid to escape from harm. A wise teacher tells you what you need to learn to have joy. So instead of always telling people what they need to avoid, we would be just telling people what they need to learn. So instead of telling you what you need to avoid, I should be telling you what you need to learn. Instead of, you should avoid feeling guilty, but it'd be, that's cool, but wouldn't it be better to say you just need to learn about your innocence? Consider the fear and confusion the child would experience if the child were told, do not do this because it will hurt you and make you unsafe. But if you do that, instead, you will escape from harm and be safe. And then you won't be afraid. Sounds kind of drawn out, doesn't it? It's surely better to use only 3 words. Do only that. Do that. Only that. Do only that. Yes. This simple statement is perfectly clear, easily understood, and very easily remembered. Just do that. So if I'm really smart, I'll be telling myself, girl, you just need to do only that. What? Remember. Remember the truth. Just do only that. Remember the truth. Remember your perfection. Remember your completion. Recognize that somebody really loves you. They're coming from a gentle place. They're not always telling me that what I believe isn't real. They're trying to let me know that I'm safe right now. They don't always tell me what I need to avoid. They just share with me what I need to do if I want to have joy right now. See, the Course is telling us exactly what a sane mind does. But most people go unconscious when they hear it. You may find yourself doing that. At some point while I'm talking, and I was talking to you, it goes something like that. I was like, no, but you some people, that's where I sound. It could be more clear what I'm saying. It sounds like I'm speaking English, but I'm not. Because this is teaching us how to tell when we're in the presence of a sane man, because if you're in the presence of a sane man, you're not going to deal with the drama that you go through with people who have an insane, fearful mind.
But you have to know how to recognize them, or you won't be able to have a relationship with them, because they'll be right there, but you won't notice them. I can't tell you how many times in my life I've heard women describe the kind of man they wanted, and I was sitting there. And understanding and caring and acknowledging, and I'm like, okay. But I don't look like it.
I don't look like the image they have in their mind about what it's supposed to look like. So we don't know how many beautiful things we miss every day because we got our script. And so we don't even see it.
And when you're being, and when you're not being seen, you're being protected. Did you know that? Like, it's not like that person not seeing me, or whoever it is. That happens to many people. It doesn't mean that's harmful thing, that you should feel bad about that. That's just your way of knowing that the way you're supposed to relate to that person is another way. Because what you want is the optimal level of communication without fear. That's what you're looking for in a relationship with anybody. You want to listen so that they can tell you their curriculum, which is the same as the way they want to live their lives, what they want, and you listen, and then you do it. Now, I don't like a man that blah, 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 blah. Well, it is possible for you to do that without sacrifice. You just don't do it. That person is telling you the conditions of their feeling of safety. And when they feel safe, it's when they're fun. It's when they're safe that you can feel their love.
It's when they feel safe that they'll let you see who they are and let go of the representative that you've been visiting with. Like right now, this is our representative that's sitting here. And the representative is listening to me and relating back to you whether I'm okay or not. But once you feel like I'm okay, then I'll meet you right now as your representative. And that's what happens on the date.
The two representatives go to dinner. I say, no. They pick his toes at the table. And then your representative reports back to you. Well, this is what I saw in that guy. What you gonna do? Well, I think I might go out with him again. Go and tell him I'm open to another date. And you turn around, you say, I think we could. Y'all recognize it? You know, we got one. And then you meet some people and the representative is nowhere to be found. Right? You meet some people and you go straight to direct love connection. There's like no test at all. I'm here, I'm available now. You can't resist love. You can't resist love. You can't resist love. You can't resist love. You can't resist. You might not welcome it, but you can't resist it. You can't resist love. That's why we're so good at resisting each other. We haven't given each other love yet. But once we let some love come through each other, we won't be able to resist each other. We'll fully appreciate each other. We'll be turned on by being around each other. Right now, the representatives got it locked up.
I'm not letting it come through until you pass my test. When you do, I'll open my heart.
That's the agreement. So I'm looking for what? I'm looking for some gentle voices that remind me that I'm safe, that share with me what would be great for me to do, to have joy. Who's not afraid to express appreciation. It's a little simple stuff. So the Course says, do only that. Now, how else can I tell when I'm with the Holy Spirit, when I'm with a loving mind, when I'm with the same mind? The next paragraph gives you another tip. Okay? Now, I know many people that pass these tests so far. What about you? Yeah, I know a lot of people in my life that pass every test I just said. There's a whole lot more last night. Amazing. They're everywhere. If nobody else can think this way, you really want to be loving and free.
Especially the guys. That's what I'm really proud of. I've been meeting some of the, I know some here, but I've also been meeting some of the coolest men I've ever met.
Men who are so secure in their masculinity that they can hug, but they don't trip from a touch. They'll talk about the truth, and they'll talk about whatever else they want to talk about. It's not that one-dimensional, let's just talk about statistics of some sort kind of conversation.
I love that kind of man.
And I hope that that man finds you. You can sing with my commission to Earl Perry's song. Yeah, I don't find her, see. That's what I'm here for. I tell you, that's all right. So you love what kind of man?
A multi-dimensional man without agenda and pure and able to radiate love to his
heart. Is that you?
Yeah.
Yes. That's him, right? Yeah. See, he has his ass so together, he brings a witness. He's that way. Good, man. Good. Yes, you can't have a doubt. We always believe the witness.
I'm available to be a witness. So, me too. I am a multidimensional man. Yeah, and you have to be. You have to be if you want life to be enjoyable.
That's why you're in my dream.
Exactly. That's why you're in mine. Yeah, so John and I, the first time we met, we had that kind of instantaneous, like, bam, I know you too, we here, yes, I love you, you love me, yeah, I love you too, bam, be tight. You know, that's what I like, those kind of relationships I like. Maybe if I got to work for it, that's a red flag. That's true about anything. You are unbelievably creative, you have the ability to magnetize, draw to you what you desire. That's the truth. Most people don't want to believe that because their thoughts are so fearful that they don't want to believe in the thought system that says their thoughts could manifest. So it makes sense to me that a lot of people are resistant to the concept of ideas creating. If your mind is full of really crappy thoughts and somebody teaches you that your thoughts create your reality, that idea is not going to thrill you. So when you talk to a person at the beginning of awakening and you hear the truth, that the normal response to it is fear. When you first hear the truth and you're still in that victim consciousness and it looks like everything is being done to you, and someone says it's you doing it to you through your own consciousness, that's an alarming idea. So it's understandable to me that when people first hear this, they have a tendency to want to rebel unless they reach their limit. If they reach their limit, they go, oh, thank God, there's a way out for me. If they haven't quite reached their limit, they just feel resistance. So that's good news, actually. To know that you're not the victim of your experience and that you're the creator of it, that's actually good news. That means whatever's going on, you can change it and it can be changed. But if you had no power over it, then you'd have to stay in that situation forever. So there is no advantage to victim consciousness. It's attractive. It seems true. I mean, true, we all can point out some victims if we don't see ourselves or some. I don't deny what we perceive, but just because we perceive something doesn't make it true. And just because a lot of people perceive it, it doesn't make it true either. So don't doubt your heart just because everybody else don't agree with you.
Yeah.
You know, some people do that. And sometimes like, they got to have everybody else's approval for them to go ahead and do it. Like, there's got to be a majority of people in here that say thought is created before Earl lived his life that way. I'm like the guy when everybody thought the world was flat and he thought it was round. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care how much you think it's flat, I'm not going. I'm not going to do it. That's what we have to do at some point. You have to go, I know I used to think that way. I know I used to support that victim consciousness, knowing being powerless, trying to manipulate people through anger, guilt, and grievances. I'm not on that track anymore. I used to be, so I'm not going to condemn the parts of myself that still might be doing that. I'm going to see them as a call for love, but I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm going another direction now. It's okay. You still might want to do it a few more years. That's okay. That's what you have to do. I know my friends think I'm crazy. That's all right. But I'm not doing that anymore. Yeah, whew, it's powerful. So, if somebody loves you, he says, they never itemize errors. What? They don't do that. They don't itemize. You know what you did here and there? And don't forget down there. Okay? Also, if somebody loves you, they're not trying to frighten you because they know if you lack wisdom in that situation, you're like a little child in that situation. You just don't know. So a child is just someone that lacks wisdom. So wherever you lack wisdom, that's where you're a child. It'd be great to see yourself that way so you could get some blessings. Then it says, a sane man, a loving man, always answers your call, and its dependability makes you more certain. So if I love you, I'm going to answer your call. You can depend on it, and so you become more certain of my love. So love equals consistency. There's nothing more frustrating than being in a relationship with somebody that you don't know where they're going to be coming from one day to the next, 1 hour to the next. You know what I'm talking about? 1 minute they all love each other and all sane and cool, and next time you talk to them, you know, like, come on, you know what I'm saying? No consistency, right? Then the course says, children do people who lack wisdom, children, do confuse fantasy and reality. And children, those who lack wisdom, are frightened because they don't recognize the difference between what's real and what's not. So the course says we're afraid because we don't know the difference between what's real and what's not real. I'm frightened because I don't know what I can depend on when I go out there or what I can't depend on when I go out there. I'm frightened because I don't know what's going to happen this evening or what's going to happen. You should have said, we're frightened because we don't know what's real and what's unreal. We don't know what's dependable and what's not. That makes sense. In this world, it makes sense to me that people would experience fear. I don't think that's really an unusual reaction to where we are. Do you? This is a trippy place. This is a trip. That's why I'm so thankful you're in my life. Then I can have fun. Don't you want to have some fun?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to have fun. I want to have enlightenment. How many of y'all want to have fun? All right, that is enlightenment. Enlightened being wants joy. Enlightened being wants love to come out, so freedom to come out. They want to get rid of everything that blocks it. There you go. There you go. We're frightened because we don't recognize the difference between what's real and unreal. He says, the Holy Spirit, which is the loving man, makes no distinction among dreams. The loving man merely shines them away. I don't care what you are upset about. You don't even have to go through the individual list. I love you, so I'm going to love you through all of it. I love you, so I'm going to heal everything, anything that you're using to cause you pain. I'm going to heal that. It doesn't matter what it is. That's the way love is. You unhappy, you don't deserve to be unhappy. I don't care what it's about. I'm going to give you the love anyway, no matter what. See, that's almost inconceivable to a part of my mind that you could meet people, that you could it meet a spirit like that. But they are out there, and they have a great fashion sense. You'd be surprised at some of the outfits I've seen in enlightened women.
You only see the conservative stuff.
Oh, that's good. I'm working up to the right. That's why I like the way God's gentle with me. I like that. I got so cool. I tell you, the side effects of wanting to be sane are tremendous. You know, on TV when they tell you to take some kind of medicine, they say, you want to be free of this headache, and you take this, and they say, but you need to be aware of everything on earth going wrong. Which is, like most of the commercial is telling you all the stuff you need to be on the lookout for. That's longer than the end of the end. And so, bye. Like, you know, so this is the side effect of wanting to be sane, the side effect of wanting to love yourself, the side effect of wanting to let go of your fear, is all the physical joy, physical pleasure that you could ever hope for in your life in this physical world. The side effect is the cool fans, the cool job, and the beautiful day. That's nothing but the echo of the voice for God. Most people go after the echo. Go for the voice. It'll take care of the rest of it. I'm telling you. It's like, it's easier than we're making it. I mean, well, I don't want it stuff too easy. It couldn't be true. So you want to struggle? Well, no pain, no gain. It be a character when crap going all the time. Get a chance to go beyond that stuff. It means you're a strong person. Okay, then you should be in bliss about all the stuff you're going through. What? Hell, you just said, you know, that you're all about the pain and you got the struggle to become strong. And what are you upset about? The struggles that you're going through. Well, I don't understand what you're saying. I'm saying you got what you asked for. You don't believe in ease? No. Well, that's why you have struggles. You don't believe you can trust people? No. Well, that's why you got all these crooks in your life. Like, I hear people like, it's almost like they're almost proud. Let me come here and see what. See this guy, my girlfriend, going to see on Sunday. Let me see what he's doing. Come in. You know, so a person looking at me in those eyes, no matter what I do, they would interpret it in a way that would make them not trust me because they've already made up their mind not to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You always make the decision first, then you see what you want to see. It's not the other way around. It's not you see something and then you make a decision. That's not the way it works in truth. In the truth, you decide what you want to see by looking inside yourself, and then you project outside. And see, if I don't love myself, then I'm going to see things that make me think I'm not loved. But I had to look inside and make that decision about myself first. I have to make the decision that I can't trust women before I see untrustworthy women.
Then you want to blame the women.
That way you can keep it going. That's how we keep the crap going. Is that we think that everything else except us is the problem. That's what the relationship is for. To give you a permanent, consistent blame person. I don't want to have a person to blame every now and then. I want to have somebody to blame every day. So let's be so steady in our relationship. Let's make a commitment. So I can have a consistent screen. Some of us, we are like the multiplex. We have a lot of different screens. And then some of us are like the big main theater. We just stay with one person we project on. So what are you going to project? The love or the truth, and therefore experience that beauty through them, that incredible experience you could have through them? Or are you still going to project your sense of sin and guilt and not being enough onto them and continue to get witnesses that say you're not satisfied? You're the one that's putting the film in the projector. You don't change the picture on the screen by shooting the screen. You got to change the projector. You are the projector. And if you walk out of here today and you remember nothing else, but you are the projector. You are the projector. Your life is the screen that you're projecting the thoughts, feelings, and emotions of your own consciousness onto, and then seeing it and living it. You can have a brand new movie. You could have a movie that's worth Academy Award, and it could be a movie with a happy ending.
Yeah, I'm happy about that too.
Yeah,
I'm happy about that too.
But some of us are fans of horror movies. We will not do anything to interfere with our latest Dracula extravaganza. Like, I'm surrounded by bloodsuckers. You're here. I'm around people. I just get dragged. That's your Dracula horror movie you created. You're surrounded by vampires. People who don't give. They just hate and get. It's not about what you can receive from them. It's what can you give me? Yo, that's the vampire. When do they come out? At night. When there's no light. Because the sun kills them. Don't you see the truth metaphor and all of that? There are some people, when you give them the truth and the light, they like Dracula. They live off of what? Human blood. Mm-hmm. See the symbolism?
Yes.
But what destroys it? The light, the truth, the love dispels the fear. Yes. It doesn't attack, light doesn't attack the darkness. life changes away. So all the darkness that you got, the fear, the anxiety, the lack, it can be just shown away by giving yourself the truth. Now, this is one form of it. It's not the only form. There are many, many forms, many paths. I'm not addicted to everybody going to Course in Miracles loud. I'm not saying it's the only way. There is just one truth that we learn in a variety of ways. That's true now. I'm sorry. That's true. But we just do it, go to it in a different way. So I'm appealing to the people who this way appeals to. It doesn't appeal to everybody. But everybody's got an individual path. You can tell when you're on yours. You can tell when you're on your path, because you'll be saying to yourself, my God, my life is becoming more harmonious and easy and joyful. If you're not saying that, it doesn't mean you're bad. It just means your GPS is not working. And that your GPS is your God positioning system. Or the GPS is your good positioning system. If you're not letting this function, that's okay. Because it still freaks me out that I get in my car and this little thing, I punch in the address and it's bouncing off a satellite 25,000 miles in the air trying to get me to a nightclub. It's just incredible. Makes me want to cry. I think if an intelligence can do that just to get me back and forth to the store, what is going on that I don't even know about? What kind of technology is going on I don't even have a slide? This is what I know about. And it's like, my goodness, I really don't know anything. I really do need to be open to guidance. And that's beautiful, because we have it. You have it. You're awesome. You hear me? You're awesome. You're incredible. And you're perfect. Would you acknowledge yourself, please?
Outside, we got some good stuff, and up here, we got some good moves.